Yeah, I've got to...
Hello, Nick.
Hi, how are
ah,
you?
Ah, there you go. I saw something flashing on the. I saw something flashing on the phone, but not on the actual thing. But there we go, sir. We got you now. How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad at all. Not too bad, if I'm honest, mate. Good. Yeah, we've just got the... It just means the flashing lights doesn't seem to be working on the actual... in the studio, so that's the reason why we didn't pick you up that you was calling. I just saw a little red light flashing on the handset, see, so I thought, oh, someone's phoning, so we'll have a look and see what's coming on. But how are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yeah, obviously looking forward to a crucial weekend.
So I think the first question for you, really, I suppose, is the fact this Norwich United news that's sort of dropped during the week. I mean, it's a bit of a shock.
Yeah, it's not just Norwich United. It's the other two who could have gone up, you know, if Norwich United chose not to do so. You know, you've got Manchester Rovers and Stanway Rovers as well. Are the ones who have decided that they don't want to take the leap of faith, if you like. I haven't actually had total confirmation from the club yet, but the league would suggest that the three of them have said they wouldn't go up, which obviously is a disappointment, you know, because Norwich United leading, you know, absolutely storming the league, 14-point advantage at the moment. They've beaten both their closest rivals in the last 2 weeks. So, you know, it's a double whammy, not just for you know, we were hoping that maybe we'd get another club up into the Ryman League, but also it has a negative impact on clubs who are waiting to see whether they might get, you know, in that third relegation spot in the fellow non-Premier where Norwich United are. Had one of those gone up, then they would have been saved. But it looks as though three are going to go down instead of the two now.
Yeah, like I say, it's a bit of a shock to everyone. I know there's a few teams in the Ryman League that are quite glad because of it, because of the reprieve situation and across the pyramid. But, you know, why leave it so late? Why not sort of say, you know, is it anything to do with the ground grading? You know, everyone's saying that at the moment. Did they not want to spend the money? Because obviously the date was... a couple of days ago, and it just seems strange. Why start the league and push so strongly and just at the end say you don't want to go up? What does that say to the players and the management there? Because I know if it was me and I didn't and they've only just sprung this on me, I think I'd walk out the door, if I'm honest. And if I was a player, I'd be absolutely gutted.
Yeah, we had a similar situation last year with Galston when they were, you know, in the shakes for winning the title and maybe going up. Had they carried on and they dropped the bombshell, you know, a lot earlier. It was sort of, I think, January time when they did, and that did have a massive impact on their season. It might have even been a bit later than that, actually. Had a massive impact on their season because then, you know, performances did start to drop, and it was no coincidence. So, I mean, I did always wonder whether they would go up because there are a number of players who are playing for Norwich United now who were playing for the likes of Wroxham and other teams in the Ryman League, and I think that some of those dropped down because of all the travelling and they couldn't commit because of work, this, that and the other. So, you know, I do wonder whether, had Norwich United said yes, we'll go up, whether they, you know, the heart would have been ripped out the side anyway.
But the thing about it though, Nick, that they applied to go up in the end of November when they had to say yes, they wanted to be considered to go up. So it doesn't make too much sense for these three sides unless they haven't spent the money on the ground for grain grading. But another question I would ask, and obviously you know, you won't know the answer, but it's not a bad question, this, because I just sat and thought about it. Right? What would have happened now if Norwich United were still in the FA Vase? Because they only went out a few rounds ago, the 31st, and all of a sudden they've gone, we're not going up. What would that have done to the club, even worse? Or do you think they just waited because of that?
No, I don't think they waited because of that. And I don't know if it's because of the ground, because I wouldn't have thought they'd need an awful lot to do, to be honest, at Norwich United's ground, because of, you know, it's not a bad ground at all. Perhaps maybe turnstile and one or two other things. I don't know the ins and outs of it from that point of view. I don't think the FA Vase had anything to do with it as well. And maybe, heart of hearts, all the players had an idea that they weren't going to go up anyway. But you go through the process and you say that you're going to go up. It's a tricky one. You know, I need to find out more about it, exactly why they didn't accept the leap, if you like. And it's only just recently that our clubs have started to do that up here because, you know, I've mentioned before in the 90s when Wroxham were a massively strong side and they used to win the league every year, you know, they had the team then to be able to go up and cope, I would think. And then you had Wisbeach had a go, Sudbury, the old Sudbury before they were AFC Sudbury, yeah, had a go, and then they came back down again. So did Wisbeach. But in more recent years, you've obviously had the Soams, the Needham Markets, the Laystons, the AFC Sudbury, and Lowestoft, and more recently Wroxham and Dereham, of course. So
going back to them times, you say though, obviously there wasn't sort of it isn't as not as professional now, but you know, the teams, there wasn't enough teams going up or down, so you know, you could sort of choose. But now, you know, there's loads of teams buying, you know, this team, to, I know from the areas we're in, desperate to try and get in the Ryman League, desperate, yeah, to try and get in the leagues above. And to set your stall out, like I say, and you apply in November, and for me, as a player or a manager, how's that going to affect Norwich United and the other two teams next season? Mm. If you're trying to get players in, you're going to sit there and go, well, should I come to you, but are you going to let me know a couple of weeks before the season we're not going up? Mm. You know, that's a massive thing to do at this last minute stage. So in January, I get it. Yep, we can't afford it. You know, we've set a budget. We've done this. We'd rather stay where we are. Otherwise, the club could go bankrupt. I get all that. But the week before, you know, it's a strange one to me.
Is that when the deadline was? Is that a week 30, away?
The 31st was the deadline, basically.
Right.
Because of the ground grading, yeah. You know, you've been accepted, and obviously you've got to win the league. That's the main thing. And your grand, but as soon as you get your ground grading, yeah, you can. But to sort of everything come down to now, it's strange.
And unusually as well, it's all three of them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, somebody would be, you would think, sort of gagging, thinking, I hope Norwich United don't go up, because, you know, we'll get an opportunity as well. So for all three.
You know,
I think four actually said that they would go up. One of them, I can't remember who it was. It was not in the shake-up anyway. But
you know, is it something that they might be sitting there, because obviously where they are, saying, look, we don't want to play in the Ryman League. The travelling's too much. Whereas a few years ago, it could be somewhere else. You know,
I'm absolutely certain that the travelling, and you know, they although Wroxham and Dereham have adapted well, I think, you know, they obviously, the clubs talk to each other, this, that, and the other, and you know, they know how difficult it is. You know, the money that. I mean, Dereham are a bit of a one-off, if you like, because their facilities are a lot more modern, and they didn't have to do a great deal to make it ship-shape, if you like, for the Ryman League. Wroxham had to spend thousands and thousands of pounds on making it right. I mean, they're only a village side.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to realise that, and their gates, although aren't bad compared to some other Ryman League sides, you know, it's still a struggle to make ends meet, you know. So you rely on the commercial side of it, this, that, and the other.
But they've done it, haven't they? They've done it, and they've done it very well.
They've done it. It's on a real tightrope, you know. I know that they are, you know, really, really feeling the effects of continually keeping themselves in that division. Dereham, it's a little bit easier as well. They have a lot more income coming through bars, because they've got you know, like a commercial centre, if you like, that companies can use for different things, for meeting rooms, this, that, and the other, and it's well used for weddings and other social activities like that. So, having said that, then you need people to run it, so you've got the costs of all that, I know. But I think Dereham financially are a better place than Wroxham, but they too are finding it difficult, you know. And I think, you know, that they've had to ask themselves a question, although they're both in the playoff zone and are quite grateful to be there. I think they're a little bit concerned about the next step up.
Yeah, most clubs are. It is a worry, the financial thing, but you'd rather give it a go than not give it a go, I think.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And there's a case for saying that if you finish champions, you've got to go up.
Yeah.
You know, and there is that that aspect to it, and you know, because equally, if you finish in the bottom two or three, you go down. So.
Mm.
Why, you know, why should it be different at the top? Because it does, and it can have a massive impact. I mean, some will be grateful for the fact that they aren't going to go up.
Mm.
But, you know, as I say as well, that those at the bottom end of the Phil and Premier won't be very, very pleased about it, because some were hanging on to the hope that there would be one, if not two, places that wouldn't be relegated.
So I suppose, away from that sort of side, I do apologise for the music in the background, but I think the first
team, nice.
I think the first team are in, I think, and it's getting a bit loud, so there we go. But I suppose getting to the actual nitty gritty of the league in the Ryman North. I mean, with the likes of Dereham and Wroxham, a lot to sort of, you know, they've got a lot to play for in the next sort of couple of days, as we say, next 3 or 4 days.
Oh, massively. You know, I think this weekend will probably show us whether they are going to be, you know, in the playoffs or not. I mean, you know, they've both got to play Needham Market. So you'll be hoping, obviously, that something happens. I mean, Wroxham have got them on Saturday.
Nah, not really. No.
Dereham have got them on the Monday. I mean, from Dereham's point of view, I remember the last time we spoke, I said they've got some really difficult games coming up, but they've got past one of those. I mean, they beat AFC Sudbury, which was good. But following on, hot on the heels of Needham Market away, is Brentwood at home on Saturday for Dereham. So they've got the tougher games, and they've obviously got that 3-point, you know, gap to fill anyway. So they've got to, you've probably got to say they've got to win 4 of those 5.
So I mean, what do you think about the two games, and you know, that Dereham and Wroxham have got against Needham over the next couple of days? I mean, is this going to be? Do you think, you know, for the title and even for the playoffs, do you think this will be the two, you know, the two games that will, you know, will tell everybody, yes, you know, that this is going to happen for Wroxham, Dereham and Needham?
I don't think so from Wroxham's point of view, because I think this arguably on Saturday is their toughest game left of the season, so they'll probably have time to maybe get over it. You know, Dereham have got Waltham Abbey Saturday, but then, say, Dereham and Needham Market and Brentwood. So, but from Needham Market's point of view, if they were to suffer a couple of defeats or not get maximum points, then all of a sudden you could see Harlow going into the box seat with 3 games to go. So I think from Needham's point of view, it's a crucial one, without a doubt. I think from Dereham and Wroxham's point of view, they've got time to get over whatever result might happen.
I suppose the lucky thing, if there's anything lucky about it, would be the last game of the season for Wroxham, because, of course, it's Burnham Ramblers away, and, of course, this week the manager's gone, half of the team are gone, so it's like, you know, no disrespect, it could be a case of, you know, thank you very much type thing, because I know I'm looking, I sort of looked at the fixtures that they had left and saw there's a situation, you know, I think it's the game before they play us, Needham Market go to Burnham as well, and you're a bit concerned that, you know, the goal difference could end up, you know, totaling up, shall we say, on that game.
Yeah, and that could come down to that, couldn't it, as well? Because, you know, there's not an awful lot in it at the moment, is there, with goal difference. I mean, that's one of the, you know, again, if you look at Dereham compared to Wroxham, not only is it a 3-point disadvantage, but you've also got a massive goal difference in Wroxham's favour as well.
That's the thing also, if you look at Thurrock, and that's sitting right behind Dereham as well. I know it's, you know, it's another place, but they've got a lot better goal difference as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, still all to play for, which is great, isn't it?
So, anyway, look, we've not even mentioned them much, and I've spoke about them over the course of a few months, but and I know Dave thinks Thurrock could jump in there, but I've got this sneaky feeling Brighton EC could be the one that knocks rocks them out, you know. They're right there. I know it's 6 points, but it's just the weekends. I've said this today, the Saturday-Monday games are huge across all three divisions, and I could just see someone just poking their heads just in the back door there.
Well, a lot, yeah. I mean, if you only pick up 1 out of 6 points over the next two, and somebody does pick, you know, maximum points up, then yeah, a massive swing. And there are a number of sides who could quite easily push themselves up there. So you got to be wary. So although, you know, I said that one against Needham for Wroxham might not be terminal, it just puts the pressure on a little bit more.
I think Terry down at Brighton will be hoping that they don't get in there in one way and hoping they do in the other way, because, of course, they just passed their grade to stay in the North, and then all of a sudden then, you know, there's a possibility they're in the playoffs. And I think, as the manager said to us a few months back when he was on the show, and he said to us, like, you know, it's one of those things where it's like almost keep away from those playoffs, because you know, they've come from nowhere to 8th position, 6 points behind the playoffs now. They've just got their grade in for the Ryman North, and then all of a sudden it could be a case of, you know, the Terry's got to find a bit of extra money from somewhere else, because they've just got promoted for the playoffs into the Ryman Prem, which will be absolutely amazing.
I must say, hats off to them for getting the ground ready, because when I went there, you know, a number of weeks ago now, when Dereham played down there, and I thought, I was talking, you know, to the committee, and, you know, first time I'd been there, and I thought, you've got an awful lot of work to do.
Yeah, I was the same, Nick, when I went over there with Thamesmead. I sat there and thought, oh, my God, these are going to do so much work to stay in this league.
Yeah, so, you know...
Well done to everyone there.
Big clap of hands.
I think the only one, the only team that we talk about ground grading, the only one I haven't actually heard of, if it's a yes or no, is Peacehaven and Telscombe.
Yeah, that's been yes.
It's a yes
I heard it last night.
Oh, right,
yeah, it's all done.
That's good. So, but it's... I say it's just going to be so interesting, and you know, yeah. Of course, I suppose from our point of view, we'd love to see Wroxham and Dereham both win at the weekend. And but, you know, funny things have happened, and you know, in no respects, you know, in that sort of title, you could easily see it going the other way and seeing Needham win both games and Harlow slip up twice against Cray and against Weir. So, as you say, these two games in the next, you know, 2 or 3 days is just going to be absolutely vital.
I don't think the top two sides will both win both games at the weekend. I think they will both draw a game at the weekend, and it'd be as it is, maybe. But two games in 2 days, you know, 3 days level is difficult at this time. And you know, Weir, they're on a great run of form, you know, and they could nick a point off yourself. Yep. And like I said, Wroxham, and that's always derbies are always difficult, always difficult. And it's and you, the thing about managers is you hope that obviously over on Sunday, your lads are going to be resting and doing their bit, and they will. But listen, it doesn't matter who you are, there'll be some of them out on a Sunday afternoon. Don't worry about that. With their families or whatever, having a drink, as they normally do to try and relax from Saturday. And you sit there and go, no, they won't, no, they won't. And they will. Mm. So you've just got to hope that nothing, you know, you're all fresh and going into that game on Monday.
I think Michael Brothers is back for Needham on Saturday, and I suppose it depends on whether or not Sam Newson will be back as well. Because I remember when we spoke to Mark last week, he wasn't going to be playing last weekend because he's got a slight hamstring strain. Well, you know, again, you know, you look at that sort of situation. Is he 100% fit going into two games in 3 days? You know, with a
they've got options. You know, they can play one or the other, and they've got a couple on the bench. It's pretty similar to yourself. Well, you say Harlow as well, and the others. Question: what's happened to Christie? He hasn't scored for a few weeks.
No. I mean, he's still playing. It's not as if he's not been. He's not been on the pitch. It's just that he's not. He's not as prolific certainly as he was at the first part of the year. You know, other people have taken over. Remy Gordon sort of creeping up. He's on 20 odd at the moment, and Jamie Forshaw has started to put a few goals in as well. But you know, in fairness, the last game I saw, Christie did score, and he made a couple as well. So he's he's assisting. But he's certainly not as hot as maybe defenders have, you know, and teams have
looked after him a little bit.
Yeah, quite.
Well, I know. Sorry, Keith. I know. Alex Reid was speaking to Ray during the week, and said to Ray, look, you know, I don't mind Christie getting a hat trick next Saturday to go over the top of him in the table as long as Wroxham win.
I bet he's not saying that when he's sitting indoors. But to be fair, he's still sitting there,
and he'll be back soon with a bit of luck. So there we go. Yeah. So I mean, did you still see your dream Wroxham Dereham final, Nick?
well, I can still see it in my dreams. I think it's probably the best way to describe that.
The only way Dereham are going to get in, Nick, if Brentwood drop out, isn't it? That's the only way.
Yes. Yeah.
Because the other two, two and third place, is guaranteed for me.
That's right. So whether we get two in is, I think we would be in dreamland. But I think it's if you're honest about the games that are remaining, this, that, and the other, then I think it's probably not going to happen. But we just hope in hope.
So do you expect then? Do you expect Wroxham to be in and Dereham not to be in then, or is that what you're expecting to happen?
I wouldn't even like to say that.
No.
I think I really don't know. I've seen Wroxham slip up a little bit just recently with games that they Romford away certainly was one that they should have won quite comfortably but didn't, and that can happen, can't it? But and then you get the likes of Dereham will go and turn AFC Sudbury over. So it's who's got the mentality going into the last few games as to who's going to handle the pressure the best, because the pressure is starting to get to some of them, I think, because particularly with Wroxham, half of their team were new to the Ryman League this year, and they're enjoying themselves getting towards the playoffs. Now they're in the playoffs, it's a different kettle of fish.
It's funny how they tighten up, Nick, because like I said, they were most probably the best side I've seen this year in the Ryman North, going back, I'd say, 2 to 3 months ago. And now the people that play them say they're nothing like that. They've tightened up. I think, you know, that no one thought they were going to get there. They've just relaxed, played their football. I think Brentwood might be very similar as well. And, you know, now people have started talking about them and the belief. It tightens you up. And that's why Harlow and Needham have done so well, is because they've just been there and they've just kept churning out the performances week in, week out. But it does happen. And that is what I've heard is happening a little bit to Wroxham.
Yeah, and one or two players, funnily enough. I was talking to Jeremy Gordon after one of the games, and I said, you're not taking, you know, he's got incredible speed, you know, and when he goes past players, and he hasn't been doing that just recently. And he said, I don't know, I've just lost my confidence a little bit, which is weird, isn't it? You know, when you're in that position, and equally, you know, if you turn that to Durham, you know, they very nearly got in the playoffs last year, so they know what it's like. So maybe now they will be benefiting from that. Mm. It's weird, isn't it? If it gets in your head, it's amazing how things can change.
It's just, I think someone said to me during the week, and I think it might have been when I was at the trophy final at the weekend, and they said, like, you know, you could end up having two teams in the Ryman North that could, if they win majority of their games they've got left, break the points record, and one of them not actually make it into the Ryman Prem.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. Because I mean, you do fear, don't you, that if you're one of those sides, that the psychological effect of dropping out of the, that one place to go up automatically and then moving down into the playoffs, you know, you've got all of a sudden, you've got a lot of work to do again.
Mm. I mean, I've said from day one, sort of halfway through the season, that I didn't expect to see Needham and Harlow both go up, as much as I'd like to see them both go up. And I don't see Margate and Maidstone both going up either. I just got this sneaking suspicion that one of them will still be in the division they're in now, this time next year.
Mm. Well, you see it quite a lot. That happens.
I'm not sure on the Ryman North, if I'm honest with you. What I've seen, and I know Sudbury are on a really good run, but what I've seen, I think 1 and 2 will go up in the Ryman North.
Tomorrow will be Saturday will be the first time I see Needham, but this season. But from what I hear from other people, they are the best two sides in the division.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But that doesn't always mean they're both.
No. Listen, playoffs are cup finals. We all know that. But you know, I just think they both got quite a bit of experience now, and they're both, you know, managers are more experienced, and I think they will be fine. But nobody knows. Nobody. The pressure will be definitely on either one of them. Mm.
So we don't expect to see then in the Ryman Prem the two getting promoted being Hendon and Enfield Town?
No. Definitely not. I won a bit of money last Friday on betting on the England game, and I wouldn't stick any money on that. One of them, I think, everyone's hoping Hendon do. Not everyone, because all the Maidstone and Margate fans are going, no. But as a neutral, to see what Gary's done with the budget compared to some of the others, and fantastic achievement. But like I said, they've got to finish it off. They've both got a lot of games to play in that short period of time. Obviously, Hendon had another game called off last week. Mm. You know, why they deserve so much accolade is because of that. I don't think they've gone through many weeks where they haven't had a game called off from Christmas to even only a couple of weeks ago. So, and they just keep bouncing back and getting results. Mm. So, great job with them. Mm.
Nick, we better let you go because I know you've got to go out for dinner. We'll speak to you in 2 weeks' time, mate.
Oh, well, we'll do. Yeah, all the best.
See you later, mate.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Bye.